Many small businesses throughout the country have taken a hit during the pandemic, but in Wyoming, various grant programs have helped Wyoming businesses, nonprofits, and even churches weather the storm. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
Pine Beach Inc. is a family-run screen printing business in downtown Laramie. Like many of the shops, restaurants, and other businesses in Wyoming, Pine Beach took a hit when the pandemic came to town and the world seemed to grind to a halt.
If it wasn't for the face mask sales, we probably wouldn't be here, to be honest.
That's Nolan Carter, who manages Pine Beach Inc.
Everything was trending up for the past 5 years, and then all of a sudden it just crashed, and so we don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of fun, but kind of scary at the same time.
Far from being unique, Pine Beach is one of many businesses that got by with a little help from government grants. Wyoming businesses received at least $1.5 billion of federal support through two major programs launched in response to the pandemic. About one-third of that total, nearly $500 million, was distributed to small businesses, energy companies, farmers, nonprofits, and religious organizations through the CARES Act. The Wyoming Business Council handled the distribution of these funds, awarding grants to some 9,000 businesses last year. Josh Durrell, the Business Council's CEO, says those grants had two major focuses.
They were what we would call mitigation funds. That was really intended to keep employees and customers safe.
That money could be, and was, spent on cleaning supplies, PPE, or anything that helped with social distancing.
There were a number of other funds that were really on business relief, and those focused on the losses that a business incurred due to COVID.
These relief funds were aimed at compensating businesses for the revenue they lost because of shutdowns, government restrictions, or the economic downturn. Some businesses received tens or hundreds of thousands through these various grant programs. In Albany County, for example, Snowy Range Resorts, Carbon Geocycle, and Yellowstone Hospitality got upwards of $300,000 each. Hensley Property Holdings, which owns Roxy's on Grand, took $244,000. But on the extreme other end were places such as Pine Beach Inc., which took just $500 through the mitigation fund, mainly for cleaning supplies. Nolan Carter says he has mixed feelings about the other CARES-backed grants.
The first round, we could have gotten $120,000 for nothing. They were just going to give us $120,000 just because we had one bad quarter.
And yet, Carter says that felt like a godsend. They considered using that money to invest in their business. Ultimately, their application fell through, and in hindsight, Carter says that's for the best.
We came out just fine. We actually came out slightly ahead. It would have felt good to pad the numbers, but it feels even better to know that we were able to fight through it and survive.
Carter says he's more conservative and doesn't like the feeling of accepting a government handout. The Business Council's Josh Durrell says many in the state felt the same way.
We want to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and we want to make this thing on our own. And that's a pretty Wyoming or an entrepreneur type of attitude. And we did encounter that.
Durrell says the council encouraged Wyoming business owners to recognize that this pandemic is an exceptional once-in-a-century type of event.
We wanted to make sure that people weren't so proud that they left their employees or their communities in a lurch because they were too proud to take that money.
Wyoming also got more than $1 billion through the Paycheck Protection Program. Amy Lee is with the Small Business Administration's Wyoming office. She says the PPP stepped in to offset payroll costs.
There were 13,580 loan approvals totaling over $1 billion made to Wyoming small businesses. I mean, that was really the key point of the legislation, is to keep people attached to the companies they work with and keep them working during a very uncertain time.
Many businesses drew on both CARES funding and PPP loans to cover hardships incurred in 2020. For example, while Pine Beach shied away from the larger CARES-backed grants, they took PPP loans to keep paying employees even as their shop was empty. Laramie's Developmental Preschool and Daycare Center is a 100-employee nonprofit organization. Executive Director Jamie Stein says they received about $500,000 between Paycheck Protection and a business relief grant.
Between the two programs, we were able to keep all of our employees employed. We were able to keep paying them throughout the course of the year.
Those funds helped the preschool and its affiliated programs stay in business without charging parents tuition when the school was closed. It covered additional staffing costs and some technology upgrades that allowed for social distancing.
We're a nonprofit organization, so we run pretty close as far as budget goes, and we didn't go for any of the frills or anything like that, just the stuff that we absolutely had to have.
The pandemic is still impacting local businesses, and more relief is on the way. Many are hopeful that Wyoming businesses will survive what was a very difficult year. For Wyoming Public Radio, This is Jeff Victor.